Ready Ventura County Emergency Preparedness Guide. Welcome to the audio version of the Ventura County Emergency Preparedness Guide. This guide will provide you with vital information you will need in the event of an emergency within Ventura County. Within this audio guide, we will briefly cover the following topics: emergency numbers, the Ventura County Emergency Notification System, evacuations and sheltering in place, getting or assembling an emergency kit, access and functional needs, family emergency communications plan, staying informed, getting involved, about us. Emergency numbers. In case of any emergency in Ventura County, dial 911. The 911 system will route your call for assistance to the proper agency. For disaster information, contact the Ventura County Emergency Operations Center, Sheriff's Office, and Fire Protection District. Joint Incident Information Line, 805-465-6650. Disaster Information Website, activated only for emergencies, at www.vcemergency.com. For police emergencies, dial 911. For more information or non-emergency phone numbers, Ventura County Sheriff's Office, check the webpage at www.venturasheriff.org. For local police department non-emergency phone numbers or information, see your respective agency's webpage. For fire emergencies, dial 911. For non-emergency phone numbers or information, see your local agency's webpage. For medical emergencies, dial 911. For emergency management offices, check your respective agency's webpage. Now we will talk about the Ventura County Emergency Notification Systems. VC Alert is an emergency notification system for Ventura County residents that may be used to alert you if there is an emergency in your community. Register your home or business address, landline, cell phone, email, and TTY device to receive emergency alerts. Alerts will be sent in both English and Spanish. Here's how it works. When there is an emergency, the VC alert will be sent to your cell phone so you can take the appropriate action. In addition to VC Alert, Ventura County also has an Emergency Alert System. The Emergency Alert System, EAS, includes every radio and TV station as well as all cable companies in Ventura County. They are networked together to provide emergency-related information in times of severe weather or other disaster. The following are the primary local EAS stations: KVTA, 1590 AM, KHAY 100.7 FM, KMLA 103.7 FM Spanish. For weather-related hazards or conditions, the National Weather Service also provides important information via the Emergency Alert System. This information will also include time-sensitive advisories related to hazardous weather events. There are three advisory levels. Watch 12 to 48 hours in advance. Life and or property threatening weather or hydrologic hazard possible. Conditions are favorable, but there is some uncertainty. Can be upgraded to a warning or advisory. Advisory, minutes to hours in advance. Nuisance level weather or hydrologic hazard is imminent or occurring. A non-life-threatening event, but may cause problems if precautions are not taken. Warning, minutes to hours in advance. Life and or property threatening weather or hydrologic hazard is imminent or occurring. Take immediate action. All warnings issued in Ventura County are rebroadcasted via the Emergency Alert System on local TV and radio. For more information, visit National Weather Service Los Angeles, Oxnard, www.wrh.noaa.gov/LOX/. Now let's talk about evacuation or shelter in place. In the event that an evacuation or shelter in place situation may arise, it's important to be prepared. You may be asked to do one of the following. Voluntary evacuation. Proactive measures should be taken to prevent harm and to prepare personal belongings, including pets and livestock, for evacuation. For example, prepare to leave. Mandatory evacuation. An emergency poses imminent danger to life and property. For example, time to leave. Shelter in place. When advised to shelter in place, follow these measures. Immediately go indoors. Shut off heaters and air conditioning. Seal doors and windows with duct tape and wet towels. If you smell the hazardous material, cover your nose and mouth with a wet cloth. Do not call 911 for information. Call 911 for emergencies only. Listen to news radio stations KVTA 1590 AM, KHAY 100.7 FM, or KMLA 103.7 FM Spanish. Wait for an all-clear notification from a news radio station, police, or fire personnel. It's extremely important to quickly follow the evacuation orders issued by law enforcement or fire department personnel. Get a kit. You may need to survive on your own after an emergency. This means having your own food, water, and other supplies in sufficient quantity to last for at least 3 days. Local officials and relief workers will be on scene after a disaster, but they may not be able to reach everyone immediately. Help may arrive in a few hours, or it might take days. In addition, basic services such as electricity, gas, water, sewage treatment, and telephones may be interrupted for days, weeks, or even longer. Individuals should also consider having at least 2 emergency supply kits, 1 full kit at home, and smaller portable kits in their workplace, vehicle, or other places they spend time. Recommended items to include in a basic emergency supply kit. Water. 1 gallon of water per person per day for at least 3 days for drinking and sanitation. Food. At least a 3-day supply of non-perishable food. Battery-powered or hand-crank radio and an NOAA weather radio with tone alert and extra batteries for both. Flashlight and extra batteries or a hand-crank flashlight. First aid kit. Whistle to signal for help. Dust mask to help filter contaminated air, and plastic sheeting and duct tape to shelter in place. Moist towelettes, garbage bags, and plastic ties for personal sanitation. Wrench or pliers to turn off utilities. Can opener for food if kit contains canned food. Local maps. Cell phone with chargers, inverter, or solar charger. Additional items to consider adding to an emergency supply kit. Prescription medications and glasses. Infant formula and diapers. Pet food and extra water for your pet. Important family documents such as copies of insurance policies, identification, and bank account records in a waterproof portable container. Cash or traveler's checks and change. Sleeping bag or warm blanket for each person. Complete change of clothing including a long-sleeved shirt, long pants, and sturdy shoes. Household chlorine bleach and medicine dropper. When diluted 9 parts water to 1 part bleach, bleach can be used as a disinfectant. Or in an emergency, you can use it to treat water by using 16 drops of regular household liquid bleach per gallon of water. Do not use scented, color-safe, or bleaches with added cleaners. Fire extinguisher. Matches in a waterproof container. Feminine supplies and personal hygiene items. Mess kits, paper cups, plates, and plastic utensils, paper towels. Paper and pencil. Books, games, puzzles, or other activities for children. Now let's talk about individuals with disabilities or access and functional needs. If you have a disability or an access and functional need, you may need to take additional steps to prepare for emergencies. When developing an emergency supply kit, consider adding the following items: durable medical equipment, assistive technology and extra batteries, food for special diets, prescription medicines, diabetic supplies, hearing aids and batteries, teletypewriter TTY, manual wheelchair, supplies for a service animal. With all the advances in technology, make sure to have alternate ways of charging, maintaining your communication and assistive technology devices before disaster strikes. Here are two helpful websites: www.ready.gov/individuals-access-functional-needs. www.caloes.ca.gov/cal-oes-divisions/access-functional-needs. Now let's talk about family emergency communications plan. Your family may not be together when disaster strikes, so it is important to plan in advance how you will contact one another, how you will get back together, and what you will do in different situations. Family emergency plan. Identify an out-of-town contact. It may be easier to make a long-distance phone call than to make local calls. Be sure every member of your family knows the phone number and has a cell phone, coins, or a prepaid phone card to call the emergency contact. Teach family members how to use text messaging, also known as SMS or short message service. Text messages can often get around network disruptions when a phone call might not be able to get through. Planning to stay or go. Depending on your circumstances and the nature of the emergency, the first important decision is whether you stay where you are or to evacuate. You should understand and plan for both possibilities. You should watch TV, listen to the radio, or check the internet often for information or official instruction as it becomes available. Emergency plans. You may also want to inquire about emergency plans at places where your family spends time: work, daycare, and school. If no plans exist, consider volunteering to help create one. Talk to your neighbors about how you can work together in the event of an emergency. Stay informed. Learn more about the potential emergencies that could happen where you live and the appropriate way to respond to them. Knowing what to do during an emergency is an important part of being prepared and may make all the difference when seconds count. Utility shutoff and safety. Natural gas. Natural gas leaks may cause explosions which are responsible for fires following disasters. It is important to know how to shut off natural gas. Because there are different gas shutoff procedures for different gas meter configurations, it is important to contact your local gas company for guidance on preparations and response regarding gas appliances and gas service to your home. If you smell gas or hear a blowing or hissing noise, open a window and get everyone out quickly. Turn off the gas using the outside main valve if possible and call the gas company from a neighbor's home. Caution: if you turn off the gas for any reason, a qualified professional must turn it back on. Never attempt to turn the gas back on yourself. Contact www.socalgas.com/safety/. www.ready.gov/safety-skills for more information. Water. Water is a precious resource following many disasters. It is important to learn how to shut off the water at the main house valve. Before an emergency happens, locate the shutoff valve for the water line that enters your house and label this valve with a tag for easy identification. Make sure all members of your household know where it is located. Make sure this valve can be completely shut off. Cracked lines may pollute the water supply to your house. It is wise to shut off your water until you hear from authorities that the water is safe to drink. Contact www.ready.gov/safety-skills for more information. Electricity. Electrical sparks have the potential to ignite natural gas if leaking. It is wise to teach all responsible household members where and how to shut off the electricity. Locate your electrical circuit box. For your safety, always shut off all the individual circuits before shutting off the main circuit. Contact www.sce.com. www.ready.gov/safety-skills for more information. These are some of the hazards for which you should be prepared. Earthquake. Before an earthquake, 1. Check for hazards in the home. Fasten shelves securely to walls. Place large or heavy objects on lower shelves. 2. Identify safe places indoors and outdoors, under sturdy furniture such as a heavy desk or table, against an inside wall. 3. Educate yourself and family members. Teach your children how and when to call 911, police, or fire department, and which radio station to tune to for emergency information. Teach all family members how and when to turn off gas, electricity, and water. During an earthquake, if indoors, drop to the ground, take cover by getting under a sturdy table or other piece of furniture, and hold on until the shaking stops. If there isn't a table or desk near you, cover your face and head with your arms and crouch in an inside corner of the building. Stay away from glass, windows, outside doors and walls, and anything that could fall, such as lighting fixtures or furniture. Stay inside until the shaking stops and it is safe to go outside. If outdoors, stay there. Move away from buildings, streetlights, and utility wires. Once in the open, stay there until the shaking stops. The greatest danger exists directly outside buildings, at exits, and alongside exterior walls. Ground movement during an earthquake is not the direct cause of death or injury. Most earthquake-related casualties result from collapsing walls, flying glass, and falling objects. More information on earthquakes can be found at www.earthquakecountry.org, www.shakeout.org, www.usgs.gov. Flood. During a flood. If a flood is likely in your area, you should listen to the radio or television for information. Be aware that flash flooding can occur. If there is a possibility of a flash flood, move immediately to higher ground. Do not wait for instructions to move. Be aware of streams, drainage channels, canyons, and other areas known to flood suddenly. Flash floods can occur in these areas with or without such typical warnings as rain clouds or heavy rain. If you must prepare to evacuate, you should do the following. Secure your home. If you have time, bring in outdoor furniture, move essential items to an upper floor. Turn off utilities at the main switches or valves if instructed to do so. Disconnect electrical appliances. Do not touch electrical equipment if you are wet or standing in water. If you have to leave your home, remember these evacuation tips. Do not walk through moving water. 6 inches of moving water can make you fall. If you have to walk in water, walk where the water is not moving. Use a stick to check the firmness of the ground in front of you. Do not drive into flooded areas. If floodwaters rise around your car, abandon the car and move to higher ground if you can do so safely. Driving flood facts. The following are important points to remember when driving in flood conditions. 6 inches of water will reach the bottom of most passenger cars, causing loss of control and possible stalling. 1 foot of water will float many vehicles. 2 feet of rushing water can carry away most vehicles, including sport utility vehicles, SUVs, and pickups. More information can be found at www.vcwatershed.net/FWS/. www.vcfloodinfo.com/. www.fema.gov/national-flood-insurance-program. Terrorism. Terrorism is defined as the use of force or violence against persons or property in violation of the criminal laws of the United States for purposes of intimidation, coercion, or ransom. Terrorists often use threats to create fear among the public, try to convince citizens that their government is powerless to prevent terrorism, get immediate publicity for their causes. Acts of terrorism include threats of terrorism, assassinations, kidnappings, hijackings, bomb scares and bombings, cyber attacks, computer-based, and the use of chemical, biological, nuclear, and radiological weapons. If you see something suspicious taking place, then report that behavior or activity to local law enforcement. Or, in the case of emergency, call 911. Factors such as race, ethnicity, national origin, or religious affiliation alone are not suspicious. For that reason, the public should report only suspicious behavior and situations, that is to say, an unattended backpack in a public place or someone trying to break into a restricted area, rather than beliefs, thoughts, ideas, expressions, associations, or speech unrelated to terrorism or other criminal activity. Only reports that document behavior reasonably indicative of criminal activity related to terrorism will be shared with federal partners. Here's a helpful website. https://www.dhs.gov/c-something-say-something. Tsunami. Tsunamis, also known as seismic sea waves, mistakenly called tidal waves, are a series of enormous waves created by an underwater disturbance such as an earthquake, landslide, volcanic eruption, or meteorite. A tsunami can move hundreds of miles per hour in the open ocean and smash into land with waves as high as 100 feet or more. All tsunamis are potentially dangerous, even though they may not damage every coastline they strike. A tsunami can strike anywhere along most of the U.S. coastline. The most destructive tsunamis have occurred along the coasts of California, Oregon, Washington, Alaska, and Hawaii. The following are guidelines for what you should do if a tsunami is likely in your area. Turn on your radio to learn if there is a tsunami warning if an earthquake occurs and you are in a coastal area. Move inland to higher ground immediately and stay there. Stay away from the beach. Never go down to the beach to watch a tsunami come in. If you can see the wave, you are too close to escape it. Caution. If there is noticeable recession in water away from the shoreline, this is nature's tsunami warning, and it should be heeded. You should move away immediately. Helpful websites, www.weather.gov/tsunami-ready/. nws.weather.gov/nthmp/. ntwc.nhc.gov/. ncep.noaa.gov/. Wildfires. Wildfires are now a year-round reality in Ventura County. This means that both firefighters and residents have to be on heightened alert for the threat of wildfire at all times. Firefighters train hard and make countless preparations to be ready for a wildfire. Residents need to do the same. Successfully preparing for a wildfire requires you to take personal responsibility for protecting yourself, your family, and your property. You must do all you can to make your home resistant to wildfires and prepare your family to leave early and safely. We call this process Ready, Set, Go. Get ready. Create a family disaster plan that includes meeting locations and communication plans and rehearse it regularly. Include in your plan the evacuation of large animals such as horses. Have fire extinguishers on hand and train your family how to use them. Ensure that your family knows where your gas, electric, and water main shutoff controls are and how to use them. Plan several different evacuation routes. Designate an emergency meeting location outside the fire hazard area. Assemble an emergency supply kit and an extra emergency supply kit in your car in case you can't get to your home because of a fire. Have a communication plan with emergency contact numbers of family and an out-of-area contact person. Have a portable radio or scanner so you can stay updated on the fire. Get set. Inside checklist. Shut all windows and doors, leaving them unlocked. Remove flammable window shades, lightweight curtains, and close metal shutters. Move flammable furniture to the center of the room, away from windows and doors. Leave your lights on so firefighters can see your house under smoky conditions. Shut off the air conditioning. Outside checklist. Gather up flammable items from the exterior of the house and bring them inside. That is to say, patio furniture, children's toys, doormats, etc. Or place them in your pool. Don't leave sprinklers on or water running. They can waste critical water pressure. Leave exterior lights on. Back your car into the driveway, shut doors, and roll up windows. Have a ladder available. Patrol your property and extinguish all small fires until you leave. Seal attic and ground vents with pre-cut plywood or commercial seals if time permits. You are trapped. Survival tips. Shelter away from outside walls. Bring garden hoses inside house so embers don't destroy them. Patrol inside your home for spot fires and extinguish them. Wear long sleeves and long pants made of natural fibers such as cotton. Stay hydrated. Ensure you can exit the home if it catches fire. Remember, if it's hot inside the house, it is 4 to 5 times hotter outside. Fill sinks and tubs for an emergency water supply. Place wet towels under doors to keep smoke and embers out. After the fire has passed, check your roof and extinguish any fires, sparks, or embers. Check inside the attic for hidden embers. Patrol your property and extinguish small fires. If there are fires that you cannot extinguish with a small amount of water or in a short period of time, call 911. Go. By leaving early, you give your family the best chance of surviving a wildfire. You also help firefighters by keeping roads clear of congestion, enabling them to move more freely and do their job. When to leave. Leave early enough to avoid being caught in fire, smoke, or road congestion. Don't wait to be told by authorities to leave. In an intense wildfire, they may not have time to knock on every door. If you are advised to leave, don't hesitate. Where to go? Leave to a predetermined location It should be a low-risk area, such as a well-prepared neighbor or relative's house, a Red Cross shelter or evacuation center, motel, etc. How to get there? Have several travel routes in case one route is blocked by the fire or by emergency vehicles and equipment. Choose an escape route away from the fire. What to take? Take your emergency supply kit containing your family's and pets' necessary items. More information can be found at www.vcfd.org. Post-wildfire debris flow. Debris flow and flash floods may pose a threat to homes and communities adjacent to or surrounded by wildlands in recent burn areas. Wildfires dramatically alter terrain and destroy vegetation that would normally absorb rainfall, resulting in increased risk for flood and debris flows. Debris flows develop when unabsorbed water picks up soil, sediment, boulders, and other debris and are carried in a stream of floodwaters. Areas affected by wildfire remain at risk until vegetation is restored, which may take up to 5 years or longer during drought periods. Reduce your risk of debris flow hazard. Do not build near steep slopes, mountain edges, near or below drainage ways, or natural erosion areas. Consider a geologic hazard assessment of your property that includes a site visit by a professional geologist. Consult your insurance agent and visit floodsmart.gov for information on flood insurance. Plant drought and fire-resistant ground cover on slopes. Build retaining walls that account for upslope drainage. In debris flow-prone areas, build channels or walls to direct the flow around buildings. Stay informed of the weather, including potential rainfall amounts and intensities. Recognize the warning signs. Prolonged periods of heavy rainfall and strong wind gusts. Unusual sounds, such as trees cracking or a faint rumbling that intensifies. Changes that occur in the hillside landscape, such as patterns of arcuate cracks or soil exposure, bulging at the bottom of the slope, leaning trees, bare soil areas, water drainage from bottom of slope. Flowing or falling mud or debris may precede larger flows. Water breaks through the ground surface in new locations. Fences, retaining walls, utility poles, or trees fall. Report warning signs of debris flow to 911. Increase your chance for survival. Stay tuned to NOAA weather reports via radio or television and visit https://www.vcwatershed.net/fws/gmap.html to see real-time rainfall intensity levels. Evacuate for the duration and a few hours after the storm. Avoidance is your best protection. Proceed with caution while driving in high-risk areas. If a debris flow impacts your property, return home only when officials have declared the area safe. Have the home inspected for structural damage before re-entering. Keep power and gas off until a licensed professional has inspected your systems for safety. Discard food items that have been contaminated by floodwater or debris. Boil water for drinking and food preparation until authorities declare your water supply is safe. Prevent mold by removing wet contents immediately. Beware of wild animals or poisonous snakes that may have been swept into the area. Seek advice from a technical expert for evaluating potential future hazards or designing corrective techniques. Get involved. Want to get involved in your local community? The following organizations can help you. American Red Cross, www.redcross.org/CA/Ventura. As the world's leading humanitarian organization, their network of volunteers have responded to disasters, provided life-saving education, helped families to prepare for emergencies before they occur, and kept members of our armed forces connected with their loved ones during times of tragedy and joy. Auxiliary Communication Services, ACS, www.vc-acs.org/. Licensed radio amateurs use a wide range of radio bands, each one with its particular strength in overcoming the barriers to radio communications. Amateur radio operators can also use a wide range of communication modes, whether TV, data, voice, or Morse code, to exchange messages. Community Emergency Response Teams, CERT, http://vcfd.org/CERT. Phone 805-987-1514. Ventura County Fire Department, in coordination with FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, have joined together to assist residents with disaster preparedness education and training. Following a major disaster, first responders who provide fire and medical services will not be able to meet the demand for service. The local population will have to rely on each other for help in order to meet their immediate life-saving and life-sustaining needs. The Community Emergency Response Team is a program that focuses on that preparedness. CERT teams within each community are to be prepared, self-activated, independently organized, and neighborhood-oriented with support from cities and public safety agencies. Disaster Assistance Response Team, DART, Camarillo, https://www.cityofcamarillo.org/police/dart.pdf. Disaster Assistance Response Team, DART, Thousand Oaks, https://todart.org/. DART members are trained in basic life support, first aid, CPR, urban search and rescue, incident command system, ICS, media relations at the incident, traffic and crowd control, fire suppression, scene survey and damage assessment, and mass casualty management and triage. Simi Valley Disaster Service Worker Team, www.simivalley.org/index.aspx?page=269. The Simi Valley Disaster Service Work Team's mission is to minimize the loss of life, suffering, and damage to property following disasters by training and utilizing highly motivated community members in preparedness, response, and recovery activities. Emergency Volunteer Rescue Team, EVRT, http://www.vcas.us/. Emergency Volunteer Rescue Team, EVRT members, assist Ventura County Department of Animal Services during times of disasters such as wildland fires, flooding, earthquakes, or any emergency incident requiring the evacuation of livestock. Medical Reserve Corps, http://www.vchca.org/Ventura-County-Medical-Reserve-Corps. Develop partnerships to educate, train, and deploy citizen volunteers, including healthcare professionals, active and retired, in case of a large-scale local emergency. National Weather Service, https://www.wrh.noaa.gov/LOX/spotter/become-a-spotter.pdf. PHP. Anyone can become a weather spotter for the National Weather Service. All it takes is an hour or two of training. Our local spotter program leader conducts training sessions often throughout the area. You also now have the option of becoming certified through an online course. United Way, Volunteer Ventura County. http://www.volunteerventuracounty.org/. Today's United Way focuses on addressing the underlying causes of community issues and why problems exist. United Way supports programs that are not just stopgap measures, but ultimately preventative ones that create real and lasting change by improving people's lives. Social issues are not limited to any one particular city or to one kind of family. They are everywhere. That's why United Way works throughout Ventura County to help build stronger communities. For more information concerning these respective organizations, go to readyventuracounty.org. Now a little about Ready Ventura County. The Ventura County Sheriff's Office of Emergency Services, in partnership with FEMA and the Ad Council, localized the Federal Ready campaign to assist Ventura County residents in preparing for, responding to, and recovering from a local emergency or disaster within our community. Developed in 2011, Ready Ventura County aims to get the public involved and ultimately increase the level of basic preparedness throughout Ventura County. The Ready Ventura County message remains consistent with the national campaign. Get a kit, make a plan, be informed, get involved. For more information, please visit www.readyventuracounty.org. For information during an emergency, please visit www.vcemergency.com. Ventura County Sheriff OES Office of Emergency Services, 800 South Victoria Avenue, L number 3450, Ventura, California 93009, 805-654-2551, www.venturasheriff.org.